All right. Hi. It's July 31st, 2018, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here in the Eastern time zone. I think it's still daylight time. Not sure if that matters or not. It has been almost a month since I've recorded anything or posted it, which is interesting. I'm not sure what that means. Probably that I have not been as engaged with this particular medium as I could be. Maybe it's also just not having the time or the energy to put into it. It's not that hard. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes to actually record things, you know, depending on how long the recording is, and then compressing it and uploading it to archive.org and then sharing it out usually works out to about half an hour worth of total time to get something out, which really isn't that hard, right? But for some reason, it seems to really be an impediment. And also, I think I've kind of, I've proven my point. You know, I reached a point where I had done what I intended to do and showed myself that I could actually do these recordings, talk about things that matter to me, probably also have some people listen and comment, which is always important when you're creating something. And so that, you know, level one complete, that is done. So do I then feel compelled to continue? And that's a big question, which is, you know, in itself kind of interesting. One of the things about uploading these recordings to archive.org, fantastic organization, the Internet Archive, definitely check them out. Probably where you got this recording from. But one thing about them is that they are a close to permanent record of digital objects on the web. They really, you know, their upload process is very free, very simple, easy, but it is permanent. The idea is that what you publish there stays there forever. So if I were to kind of slow down and stop here, I would have a very interesting snapshot of thoughts, feelings, words, emotions of Evan Perdomo in the more or less in the first half of 2018, you know, a total of, what is it, somewhere around 15 recordings. I think that was the last number I had. It would be interesting to have an interesting artifact to kind of look back on. A lot of times, personal journaling projects kind of end up that way. My blogs, for example, tend to cluster around a few months of intense activity, time that I'm working on a particular set of ideas or I'm enjoying the process of writing. And then, you know, as I kind of prove out the thesis that got me starting on that blog project, I will then kind of drop off. And that might just be a natural part of the journaling process. I think a lot of times we think of a self-recording or writing a journal or keeping a blog as this kind of perpetual process. You know, you're Samuel Pepys keeping a journal from the time you're 2 years old until the day you die. And, you know, maybe that's not what journals are about. I know a lot of people who have, you know, journals from particular points of time in their life, particular ages, often around travel, maintaining journaling projects. And maybe that's what this is going to be. You know, maybe that's what these recordings end up being, is kind of a snapshot of this period. But that's not necessarily what I want to do with this process. So it may not be where I go. So I have like a few goals with this. And I think I've talked a little bit about it. You know, some of it is to talk and think about my thoughts. I think for me also to practice with audio recording, work on my style, work on my set of equipment, which has gotten better, I think. I am still really bad at the sound quality. Well, not terrible, but not as good as I would like. I bump the table. Cars drive by outside. There are dogs and birds. I get my mouth too close to the microphone. I make little popping and hissing noises with my mouth. Although I got this, you know, little sibilant pop filter thingy on my mic, so that should probably be less of a problem now. But you know, I'd like to get better at this because there are a lot of things I like hearing recorded, and there are things that I'd like to create in audio recordings. So, you know, partly as a practice process, it's good. I think also as a practice for me for doing other kinds of audio creation, you know, whether it's speaking online, doing webinars, doing public speaking, working on those small parts of the process, like not using filler words or pausing when you need to, breathing carefully, things like that. I think they translate to other kind of speaking besides doing electronic recordings. I think also there's the point of having a record of myself and who I am, right? There is something to writing, and the written word does capture a lot of who you are, but I think that there's also a personal and nuanced part of the spoken word that does not come across in the written word. So if there is something in this for people in the future who want to know who I was, know who I am, know what I mean when I make, when I write or when I say things, get an idea of my angle on the world. So that might also be useful. One thing that I think is also interesting is I've told my kids that after I have passed, shuffled off this mortal coil, so to speak, that I'd be very happy for them to use whatever technology is currently available in that long distance future, hopefully it's in the long distance future, to build some sort of recreation of myself. And I think that that would be nice for me to know that there was something like me around for my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids to refer to, just like family photographs, but maybe something that is interactive, intelligent, responsive. There's something satisfying about that. First of all, comforting, knowing that they would have that person still somehow available in their life. I think also there's that idea that, you know, you're not truly forgotten until the last person... Wait, what's it? It's not about forgotten. You're not truly dead until the last person forgets you. So having as many artifacts of yourself left around, sitting on places like the Internet Archive means that in a way, you know, I'm still there. I'm right in the middle, actually, right now of reading a book, which is completely nuts. It's called The Denial of Death, and it's a lot about creating works, having influence on the world in order to cheat death, in order to cheat obscurity and not pass away in that, into that good night. That's not the only thing in it. It's a book from a psychoanalytic tradition, so there is plenty of, like, you know, anal phase Oedipus stuff that is really interesting. It's a book from the 1970s, at a time when psychoanalysis was definitely changing, and so the author has a lot of awareness that psychoanalysis, as it has come up to that point, you know, probably is full of weirdness and may not last another generation, which, surprise for him, turns out to be the case. Sorry, psychoanalysts out there. It at least is a very different pursuit than it was 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. But, you know, so I'm definitely thinking in that way about creation and obscurity. But I also think that, like, there is that feeling of, like, there was a mathematician, Galois. He was like 20 years old. This is the legend. Honestly, I'm not even sure how the true story turns out, but this is the legend about him, which is they had an affair with someone else's wife. This is in like the 1800s or maybe 1700s. Actually, I think early 1800s. Has an affair with someone else's wife, and that person is angry and challenges him to a duel. And he knows that he's going to lose the duel, so he spends the night before writing down all his ideas. So the night before his duel, he writes down all his ideas and kind of calls together all his friends. And he's like, okay, you got to remember this part and this part and this part. And this collection of ideas and knowledge is the, you know, foundation of modern number theory. I guess also there's the story of Lao Tzu, the author of the Tao Te Ching. You know, the legendary story is that he was a sage who was passing from one country out into the wilderness and, you know, stops at this guardhouse, and one of the guards says, you know, could you write down all your knowledge? Could you just write down everything, the important stuff? And he spends all night and writes the Tao Te Ching. Again, probably legendary. But there is that kind of idea of, if you get your ideas down in writing, in art, in recordings, in film, somehow that keeps going after you disappear. Oh, I think in the story, like, Lao Tzu is never seen again after that, right? I don't know. It's a kooky story. I especially like the, I have to say, I find very comforting the idea of having a artificially intelligent duplicate, or many such duplicates, continuing on after I die. There is a necessary finiteness to a human life, which brings about a certain level of decision making. You make decisions all throughout your life. What is going to make me happy? What is the important thing for me to do in the world? And sometimes you edge a little bit one way, and sometimes you edge a little bit in the other. Sometimes you have faith in your own ability to execute on a plan, and sometimes you think, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this thing. And if I try, it's going to cost me a lot in terms of time and money and opportunities. So I'm going to do something else. And having artificially intelligent duplicates means that you don't have to make those choices, right? Those, your abilities, whatever uniqueness you bring to the world. And I know it's kind of funny to talk about uniqueness when I'm talking about duplication, but hopefully it's clear that the skills and talents that you bring can be put to a number of different tasks. And I find that really an interesting thing. I mean, I've chosen mostly, I have drifted into being a software professional, both a startup entrepreneur, software developer. It's always been my métier. But maybe, you know, I could have been a doctor, or maybe I would have been a great ornithologist, or an okay ornithologist. Maybe there are other things that I could have tried that I didn't. And having duplicates that try other things, that take my skills, my personality, my outlook, my ideas on life, and apply them in different areas, it makes having made the choices I have made seem more okay. The tragedy of all the lives that you don't live is somewhat mitigated if you think that, well, maybe someone else will live them for me in the future, whether it's a human being or a software construct. Anyways, I'm at the 17-minute mark now, and I've just been talking about talking, which is a lot of what this recording system has been like. In the last month, I have been doing a lot of work. That's probably also what's been going on. I have been working on Fuzzy AI still, which has been great, but I've also been working on working with a couple of other companies and helping them out, all friends here in the Montreal kind of startup community. I'm also working with a local kind of startup incubator at Desjardins Labs. Café Desjardins is like the big credit union here in Quebec, and they've got a program for startups, and I am CTO in residence for their startups. I've also been interviewing for a job with a very big organization that I'm pretty excited about. I've interviewed with a couple of companies this year, not in any real hurry, but this one would be really great for me. So I'm not going to knock on wood because I bumped the microphone like crazy, but maybe I can do it back here. Okay, hopefully that didn't hurt anybody's ears. So I'm doing this interviewing, and I'm kind of excited. It feels like a great use of my skills and a great way for me to kind of have an impact. The other big news is that the family and I are going to Nice in France for 2 weeks in August. We kind of pulled it together to spend some time there. I have not been to Nice since I was just out of college. I was on a train from Paris to Rome and spent the night on the train from Paris to Nice, and then got off and spent the day in Nice, sat on the beach, walked around, had some soca, which is a chickpea-based bready stuff, and around 11 o'clock at night, jumped on my next train down to Rome. So I have not spent a lot of time in Nice. I'm going to be really interested to do a full couple weeks, and I think it's going to be great for the kids too. It's the first time we've done a trip to France in a while. And I think it's really the first time we've done a European trip on purpose in a long while. We typically will, sometimes when Madge or I have a trip abroad, we'll kind of piggyback a family trip onto it. But this one is really all pleasure, no business, which is going to be interesting. I've been talking for a while, and I need to go for a run. It's been warm out this last few weeks here. Very hot. Worldwide heat wave because the entire planet is collapsing. But that's okay. So I'm going to go run right now. And then I've got to come home and make tacos. It's Taco Tuesday. So I'm going to be making some tacos for my family. And then tonight I was supposed to have a game, RPG, with my friends. But nobody seems to be able to be available. So we are not going to do it tonight. You know, that's one of the things that happens during the summer. People aren't available to do the things that you would like to do. And that's okay, you know? So it also makes me think that I want to be doing some different things with gaming. I've really enjoyed doing this game with these friends. I'm going to continue, but there are some other kinds of game systems that I want to try and some other kind of game projects. I'm especially interested in role-playing games in terms of thought experiments and ways that they can help people think about problems. So I'm thinking about doing a recorded project around role-playing games. We'll see how it turns out. You know, if I had a dollar for every project idea I have, I'd have a lot of dollars. Actually, I'd probably have about as many dollars as I have in ideas. So if that worked out, thanks, universe. Canadian dollars, probably not quite as many American dollars. I'm going to get going. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to set myself a task for recording again in 3 days. Let's see if that actually works and if I do it once more. Thank you. Bye-bye.